God's Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. This is Will Rice, and First Light is a brief Bible challenge encouraging you to read God's Word, to think about God's Word, and to live it in real life. Doesn't it feel good to belong to something? All of us belong to something. You belong to a family, you perhaps belong to a church, and you belong in some sense to a nation or a country. In my case, I am an American. Well, all these things are important, and I give thanks to God for each of these in turn. But none of these are the main thing that identify me to God. The main relationship that identifies me to God or frames me with God is the relationship I have with His Son. This is something that God was teaching the people in Acts chapter 11, teaching Peter, teaching the early church. And God teaches Peter this lesson. And Peter's recounting this lesson to those of his own countrymen who were contending with him because he was fellowshipping with people who loved Christ but were not Jewish. And Peter says in verse 17 of chapter 11, "For as much then as God gave them," that is the Gentiles, "the like gift as He did unto us." So we have something alike, that is the Holy Spirit of God, the Spirit of Christ, Jesus, "who believed on the Lord Jesus Christ, what was I that I could withstand God? When they heard these things, they held their peace and glorified God, saying, Then hath God also to the Gentiles granted repentance unto life." The only relationship you have that impresses God is the one you have with Jesus Christ. The Bible tells us that in Christ we're accepted. We're accepted in the Beloved. That is, literally, we're accepted in the Beloved One. It's not my merit, it's not my title, it's not my nationality that impresses me, makes God impressed with me. It is my relationship to the Lord Jesus. The only pedigree that impresses God is the one that comes through His Son, the Lord Jesus. In Acts 10, Peter says, "To Him," that is to Christ, "give all the prophets witness that through His name, whosoever believeth in Him shall receive remission of sins." Famously, in chapter 11, the Bible tells us the disciples, Jesus' disciples, were called Christians. First in Antioch, they were called Christ ones. Now, the other secondary areas of identification in my life are very important. And it just so happens that the people with whom I enjoy the closest fellowship tend to have other things in common. But the foundational relationship that we must have in common is always the Lord Jesus. Is it possible for someone to belong to my church but not belong to Jesus? Is it possible for someone to belong to my family but not to Jesus? Is it possible for someone to belong to my country but not to Jesus? And the answers are yes, yes, and yes. It's very easy for me to love people who like me. Oh, I say, they love Bill Rice Ranch. He must be a good guy. Oh, that person doesn't like me. He doesn't like the ranch. He doesn't care for Tennessee. Maybe I don't like him so much. Now, that might be understandable, humanly speaking, but the bottom line is that the only relationship you have that impresses God is the one you have with Jesus Christ. So whatever else you do today, make sure that relationship is what it ought to be. And if it is, your other relationships will follow suit.